the topic on Zones of Karma, so don't go away. Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, The Phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to one and all. I don't know when people are going to listen or when they're not going to listen, but I want to make sure we get the holiday greetings in case the show's being played at a different time of the year. Merry Christmas! Ho, ho, ho! Or ho, ho. Anyway, we're doing a topic on karma today, Zones of Karma, focusing on Saturn and Uranus. I'm going to actually show you how to find karma in charts of people you know, you meet, or you deal with. And this formula works, so pay attention. An excellent show to record to understand karma and individual contact with anyone on this planet, and of course the malefic planets, M-A-L-E-F-I-C, malefic planets of Uranus and Saturn are in focus today. Zones of karma. Here's a topic for you. Frankly, when we go through our life, there are really two ways that individuals can approach life on Earth. They can do it with blindly, not knowing what's ahead, or they can take the blindfold off and lift the veil and know totally what they're dealing with. When it comes to astrology, it's funny, there's different levels of astrological awareness, but as we move up in our awareness levels, it never fails that when we receive certain truths and certain confirmations on certain situations in our lives, it almost stuns you. It floors you. And because I have always combined my study of astrology with understanding karma, which is this balance, this law that exists in this dimension, I have really gotten so much resolution in my life from understanding them together, astrology and karma, that it has really answered almost anything that could happen to me in my life. One of those questions I've always had and that I always like to know about has a lot to do with what people you might feel you have karma with. And frankly, when we say you have karma with an individual, what that means is that that individual possibly and you have something to work out from a past life. There may be a debt that needs to be paid or an energy of some kind that must be returned. Now, it also can be an energy that could be left over from this lifetime, but usually when a person is a karma for you, then that means that they will serve as a catalyzer, a catalyst for emotional or spiritual or mental or soul growth in the end result. So whenever people call up and I'll look at their charts together and I'll say, oh, you have lots of karma with this guy, what I'm trying to tell that woman is that this situation may serve to be painful in the end result. Because whenever we talk karma, we are always talking a situation that will be uncomfortable when the bill is paid. The bill being a debt that you owe yourself and the universe, right? Remember, I always say you shouldn't take things too personally. You shouldn't get too obsessed or too selfish or try to focus on any one situation or make any one element in this dimension more important than your own spirit. Because if you do, if you raise the priority of any element in this dimension higher than your own spirit, that's when the karmic debt is incurred. Now, when we try to analyze this situation astrologically, we will find that in our birth chart, there lies what we call zones of karma. And by focusing on the two planets, Saturn and Uranus, and they're not the only planets of karma, because frankly, if you've heard the show before, you'll be aware that squares and oppositions from any planets in your natal chart will be karmic. And oppositions and squares between your chart and another person's chart will also be karmic. But we want to focus on the hardcore today. We want to plug into the major leagues of pain, of absolution, of resolution, of possible confusion. We're talking about identifying an individual in your life as a karmic individual, and that will help you understand why things will go down the way they seem to go. Now, first of all, if you have a natal chart or an astroscope in front of you, get it out. That's number one. Find your Saturn on that wheel. Now, if you haven't followed my instructions and done your homework and somehow listed your planets or found out where your Saturn is, well, you might want to take the time after the show to fill in those abbreviations in the bottom of your astroscope wheel. And then you'll discover that the abbreviation for Saturn is SA, and the abbreviation for Sagittarius is SG. I just want to let you know that they are different. You think both of them would be SA, but they're not. In my astroscope, it says SA for Saturn, and then a 25, which means 25 degrees, LE, which is the sign of Leo, and then it says 15. So my Saturn is located at 25 degrees Leo, 15 minutes of that 25th degree. There are 60 minutes in each degree, so the first number is the degree of the sign of Leo, 30 degrees in each sign, and the second number is the minute of that degree, which is not as important, but we still like to know what that is. Now, identifying your Saturn by sign and by degree is the whole point of this topic today. And point number two, what I want you to do is identify and find where the planet Uranus is at birth in your natal chart. Now, for you beginners that know nothing what I'm talking about, be so advised that when you are born, the planets in the sky, meaning all the planets in the solar system we learn about in elementary school, Mercury to Pluto, are in a certain configuration in space at the moment of birth. And the reason why the zodiac is so important is because the 12 signs of the zodiac, Aries through Pisces, identify grand stellar constellations, that's groupings of stars. When we talk about Virgo, we're talking about a massive area of space, millions of parsecs deep, infinitely deep actually, millions of parsecs wide, and this area of space, Virgo, is an area of space through which the planets travel, just like all the rest of the signs, Libra, Scorpio, Sag, Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces, are areas of space through which the planets travel. So when I asked, you know, if I wanted to know about your karma, I would want to know, and relating to other people, I'd want to know where your Saturn is, like mine's 25 Leo, and where your planet Uranus is. And mine just happens to be located at 29 degrees and 15 minutes of Gemini. That's where my Uranus is. So for the purpose of this topic, which is called Zones of Karma, we must know where our Saturn is by sign and degree and where our Uranus is by sign and degree in the birth chart. Now that we have identified these two planetary locations, we can now become aware of specific zones in our chart that would produce an uncomfortable vibration coming from the charts of other individuals. Is that clear? Which means that if I have a Saturn at 25 Leo, we take a look at the fixed signs, because Leo is a fixed sign, right? And I'm going to talk about the cardinals and the mutables in a second too, which is the other two families we want to talk about in today's topic. But for my chart, Leo is a fixed sign, 25 degrees Leo. The other fixed signs, now there's a fixed sign in each one of the elements. You heard of the elements, fire, earth, air, and water. Leo happens to be the fixed fire. Aquarius happens to be fixed air. Taurus is fixed earth, and Scorpio is fixed water. And I'll go over the cardinals and mutables for you in today's topic also, so be patient. So knowing that I have Saturn at 25 Leo, my zones of karma would be 25 Leo or any other area 25 degrees in the other fixed signs. So if you know you have a fixed Saturn, like if your Saturn happens to be 25 Leo, 25 Scorpio, 25 Aquarius, or 25 Taurus, bingo, that's karma. Now the most severe karma I could imagine would be if someone else has a Saturn either sitting right on top of your Saturn, same exact karma, or exactly square or opposition your Saturn in one of the fixed signs, if it is in one of the fixed signs of Leo, Scorpio, Aquarius, and Taurus. And these are called zones of karma. Now let's go over what this means. It means, like, let's say you have a 5 Aquarius Saturn in your chart. Well, then your zones of karma would be the number 5 in all 4 of the fixed signs, either 5 Aquarius, 5 Leo, 5 Taurus, or 5 Scorpio. So if you have Saturn at 5 Aquarius and you meet someone that has Saturn at 5 Leo, bingo. That means that that is a karma. And the most severe, significant karma I have ever seen is when someone else's Saturn lies in a zone of karma to your Saturn, which means an exact square, an exact conjunction, or an exact opposition. And when that happens, look out, because that is an exact return of an energy from a past life, and sometimes that's an instant karma, and the pain can come down so quick and so fast and so sudden that it can be shocking for one or both of you. Now, let's make another thing clear. Each point of karma, meaning that if you have a planet at 10 Taurus, we go plus or minus 8 degrees, 8 degree orb on either side. So a zone of karma for 10 Taurus, right, if you had Saturn at 10 Taurus, would mean that if someone had any planets from 2 Taurus up to 18 Taurus, that's the fixed Earth, it would square that Saturn if it was 2 Leo up to 18 Leo, you understand? And 2 Aquarius up to 18 Aquarius, you're getting Saturn square Saturns here, and 2 Scorpio up to 18 Scorpio, the Saturn opposition. So you don't have to have an exact number to have karma. But if you do have the exact number, or the closest it comes to zero orb, right, then that means the karma is a lot more significant, a lot more severe, and you can expect the pain and the shock to be that much more higher. Now, frankly, when we talk about karma with Saturn in your chart, and then someone else having any planet in a zone of karma from Saturn in your chart, which means I have Saturn at 25 Leo. So if I meet anyone that has any planets at all at 25 Scorpio, 25 Taurus, 25 Aquarius, or 25 Leo, then that person will be so identified as my karma, my catalyst for growth. And sometimes these are the people that you will love and desire and want the most. That's the way karma works. You're always attracted to your karma so you can pay the debt and work it out. Just so happens Mars today is at 25 Scorpio, square my Saturn at 25 Leo. And I have been going through a pretty intense karma this week, I might add. It's funny how when planets go over your zones of karma, they trigger your most severe karmic experiences. Now remember, Saturn is the Lord of Capricorn. It is the Lord of Karma. It is the planet of karma. It is the cross of God under the whip of karma. Okay? That's the symbol for it. And be so advised that anyone that has a planet in your zone of karma, let's take the cardinals. Let's say that you have Saturn in any one of the 4 cardinal signs. And like I say, we take the cardinals from the elements, fire, earth, air, and water. The fire cardinal is Aries. The earth cardinal is Capricorn. A lot of you have Saturn in Capricorn now that are turning 29 and 30. The water cardinal is Cancer, and the air cardinal is Libra. So if you have Saturn in Capricorn at 16, then your zones of karma for that Saturn would be any one of the 16 degrees of any 4 of the cardinal signs. Meaning that if you have Saturn at 16 Capricorn, then you're going to have karma with a lot of people born in the 50s, because a lot of them have Uranus in that zone in Cancer. A lot of them have Saturn in that zone in the early 50s in Libra. A lot of them have Neptune in that zone in the mid 50s in Libra also. So you're going to have either Saturn square Saturn or Saturn oppose Uranus or a Saturn square Neptune in charts of individuals you meet if you're turning 30 these days and you meet someone born in the 50s. You'll have karma with almost the entire generation, that 10-year generation. Heavy, huh? Yeah. Well, this should answer a lot of questions here, especially if you end up marrying somebody like that, right? But, you know, the point is that if you have Saturn, say, at 16 Capricorn and you know someone that has a planet at 16 Libra, 16 Cancer, 16 Aries, or 16 Capricorn, like I say, plus or minus 8 degrees. Of course, it is not near as intense as we approach the 8 orb, but the closer we get to the exact degree with zero orb, wow, we are talking debts. And we are talking opportunity for making a peace and some kind of resolution. You know, when you have a karma with someone, oftentimes when the pain comes down, one of the people or both of them don't know what's going on. They can't understand it. They don't understand it. It's frightening. It's scary. They get confused and almost lunatical, almost crazy. And when the pain and anxiety comes down, oftentimes there's no explanation. That's why the karma remains. And you might have to come back later on in this lifetime or sometime next lifetime to finally somehow make a peace with that individual or another individual which will serve as their karmic agent, we call that. Someone that would serve as a catalyst for paying this debt. So, you know, zones of karma for Saturn occur when either there's a planet transiting in the sky that is in one of your zones of karma, like if you have a cardinal Saturn, then it would be a planet going through Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. That's why so many people with Saturn and Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn are being hit hard with these Cancer, Capricorn transits right now. I've been talking about karma coming down. That's what's going on. Same thing with the fixed Saturns in Leo, Aquarius, and also in Leo, Aquarius, and Taurus, and Scorpio. Now, what about the mutable Saturns? Here's the third grouping of Saturns that have zones of karma. And once again, we pull the mutable signs. You know, the fixed signs, their trait is like dominance, leadership, power, aggression, authority. And the cardinal signs, their key is initiative, experimentation, and oftentimes, I call it the freight train to hell. Real go, go, go. And the mutable energies are more open-minded, more trusting, more vulnerable, okay? Not nearly as powerful as the fixed or as go-getting as the cardinals. But the mutable Saturns, now let's look at the mutable signs. Once again, from fire, earth, air, and water, we pull from one from each of those elements to get the mutable Saturns. And Saturn in Gemini is the mutable air. In Pisces is the mutable water. In Virgo is the mutable earth. And then finally in Gemini, it's a Gemini is the mutable air. Pisces is the mutable water. Virgo is the mutable earth. And then the fire would be Sagittarius. Saturn and Sagittarius. So if you have Saturn in Sagittarius at 12, then your zones of karma will be 12 Sag, 12 Gemini, 12 Pisces, and 12 Virgo. So if you meet anyone and look at their chart and see that you have Saturn squares or oppositions between the two charts, then that's a karma. And like I say, the closest to zero, or, you know, if you should happen to meet someone with an exact square to your Saturn, look out. Yeah, just be ready for the bricks to fall on you. Because a good astrological person will know that the fuse is lit and the end is in sight. And sometimes even when you know, it doesn't help. So those are the three families of fixed Saturns, cardinal Saturns, and mutable Saturns, and zones of karma for Saturn. Let's talk about Uranus for a second, because we also include Uranus when it comes to relationships with friends or lovers that can oftentimes start quick and end just as fast. And we call these Uranus attractions. Now, the zones of karma for Uranus are very interesting, because in case we should get any planets in square to or in opposition to Uranus in our chart in a zone of karma, it doesn't make for real good continuity in a relationship. But what I call the death sentence or the infatuation factor, where one day you love someone, next day you hate them, right, is when someone's Venus or Mars or Uranus themselves is in square or opposition to your natal Uranus. And let's take a look once again and see how this works. Now, I have Uranus in Gemini at 29. And we know Gemini is a mutable air now, because we talked about that. So my zones of karma for my planet Uranus would start at Gemini 29, but would go into the other mutable signs, mutable Pisces 29, mutable Virgo 29, or mutable Sagittarius 29. And that's true, because if I've ever met any woman or man with Venus or Mars in Sag, Pisces, or Virgo at 29 degrees, the relationship will end as quickly as it starts, and that's what we call a Uranus attraction, right? Just so happens I know an individual on this planet who not only do they have Saturn exactly square my Saturn, 25 Scorpio Saturn square my 25 Leo Saturn, but they also have the double whammy, Venus at 29 Sag, opposition my Uranus at 29 Gemini. So it would have been a miracle of God if that relationship would have made it. But being an astrologer and knowing these configurations helped me get over the tribulation period that occurs when the relationship comes down. And that means when it doesn't work. And often it is those of us with the Saturn and the Uranus in our chart that is under affliction that go through the suffering from other people's planets. In other words, if you have the Saturn and someone else's moon is square your Saturn, or someone else's Uranus is square your Saturn, then the Saturn's the one that gets hurt the most, usually. They're the ones that usually are confronted with the shocker. Same with the person that has the Uranus. They're usually the ones that are subject to another person feeling infatuated one day and then out the next. Now, see, in my case, I have Uranus at 29 Gemini, and with that 8-degree orb I talked about, it backs up to 21 Gemini, but it goes forward into Cancer up to 7 degrees. See? So when you have a planet late in a sign like that, its orb will take up not only the mutable sign it's in, but the cardinal sign that follows. So my Uranus orb, and because a lot of people born in the 50s, once again, have Uranus in Cancer on top of my Venus, so there's a Uranus attraction on the other end, right? I have found that I have a tremendous amount of karma with people born in 1949, 50, and 51 for that reason. See, so you really learn which generations affect you karmically by knowing your zones of karma. Now let's go over the mutable zones again. If you have Uranus in Gemini, Pisces, Sag, or Virgo, those are the mutable signs. So you would find karma if anyone's Venus or Mars is square or opposition your Uranus Are there Uranus itself is square your Uranus, because you're not going to find too many people with oppositions to your Uranus unless they're much older, like 40 years older, but it's possible. And let's go over the fixed groupings. If you have Uranus in Leo, Scorpio, Aquarius, or Taurus. So let's say you have Uranus in Scorpio and you meet a man, you're a woman, you meet a man with Venus in Taurus. Oppose your Uranus. That's a Venus attraction. See, let's say you have Uranus in Scorpio at 7, and you meet a man whose Venus is at 7 Scorpio. That's a Uranus attraction. See, let's say you have Venus at 5 Leo, and you meet a man who has Uranus at 5 Leo. That's a Uranus attraction. And what happens in Uranus? Uranus is a planet that has like a shocking, awakening, lightning bolt type effect in our lives, where it's almost like you're struck by lightning. It's like, wait a minute, what happened? What did I do? How did this come on? And the only way I can explain this is I call this past life residue. And whatever happened, it's best to forgive yourself, forgive the other person, meditate and pray, send it into the light, and go on with what you want to do. But if you are an astrological being and you are able to learn your zones of karma like I know mine and look for this connection in people's charts that you will meet, you might save yourself a heck of a lot of trouble, remembering and reminding yourself that the ones you love the most, the ones you are attracted to the most, will be those people exactly that have planets like Saturn, like Mars and Venus in your zones of karma, square or opposition your Saturn or your Uranus, or conjunct it.